Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has waived economic sanctions on Iran, the second time he has issued a sanctions waiver under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He did approve new sanctions while stopping short for a third time of reimposing those harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up its nuclear weapons research. Mr. Trump made no public comments, but in October he spoke about the nuclear deal with Iran.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada next week, discussing the latest diplomatic push to counter Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. Meantime, he hosted Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir here in Washington.
I want to welcome back to the State Department Saudi Foreign Minister Jubeir, and I look forward to our discussions. Obviously, many, many important issues in the region to discuss where we're working cooperatively on both in Syria with the Yemen conflict, stabilizing the entire region, and very broadly counterterrorism, where we have a great partnership underway.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Top American general has told Pakistan's army chief the U.S. military does not intend to conduct any unilateral strikes inside the country. President Trump has accused Pakistan of providing safe havens to militants fighting U.S. forces in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.